I particularly, not exclusively, I pray for our college students. Very much so. Many of them grow up in our great evangelical churches and then they leave and go to a college campus and here the wind begins to blow. I've seen some students, folks, that have grown up on the inside of great churches. Today, you can't find them for dust. They have been captivated by strange teachings. Now, I'm going to do this, all right? How do you be strong? Let me give you three ways to be strong in the Lord. You ready for this? Number one, study hard. The encouraging.
I am so excited as we continue in this Book of Hebrews study with Dr. Don Wilson about what God's going to teach us. Yesterday, I began to share with a couple of friends about that final word, never love what you have more than what you love doing with what you have. Are we loving the stuff instead of loving what we can do with it? Powerful challenges. There's more of that to come today on this edition of The Encouraging Word. And while we study, we're available for you. We're connecting right now at theencouragingword.org, keyboard to keyboard on our website, and this phone number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to encourage you. Now let's open our hearts and God's Word together with Dr. Don Wilson.
He said it's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God than it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. He looks into the heart of the Don Wiltons and he says, Don Wilton, you've got so many dollars. This is your paycheck. This is what you're worth. You've got this home. You've got this bank account. You've got these wherewithals. The issue is this. Do you love what you have or do you love what you do with what you have? Because if you love what you have and you don't love what you do with what you have, I tell you, my friends, according to God's word, you have bought into the root of all evil. Are you listening this morning? You've bought into the lie of the world. Have you ever met people who just love what they've got? Let me say a word to all the young ladies here today. If you've got a sister, let's talk about clothes for a moment. Actually, maybe we better not, because I'm going to really get onto somebody. Here you are, you two sisters in the same house. I know you've never fussed at your sister because she wanted to borrow one of your items of clothing. But I've come to learn and understand that the root cause of many a fight in many a home is because who does she think she is? She took my sweater. Now watch this, folks. God says don't love your sweater. Love your sweater for what you can do with it. Well, what can you do with a nice sweater? You can look good. But you can also share it with your little sister. Now try that one for size. All the parents here say, thank you, Pastor, for putting that in there. The Lord really spoke to your heart today. Well, we could go on and on. Watch this. Golden rule number one, folks. It's really special. Listen to this. Love, never love what you have more than what you do with what you have. Now, you got to examine your heart before God. By the way, if you do love what you have more than what you do with what you have, what are you known as? A very selfish person. You ever met a really selfish person? Mine. You kidding? Mine. Well, what do you have? Your home, your finances, your family, your barbecue set, your lawnmower. Folks, I know some people, man, if the neighbor next door, his lawnmower broke, you kidding me? I won't let him ride my lawnmower. You get your own lawnmower, big boy. Do you understand what God is saying here? He's just simply reaching down into our hearts, folks. It's what he's talking about. Look at that verse there. He says in verse 5, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content. Number two, golden rule number two, never crave what you do not have. Here it is, golden rule number two, don't crave what you don't have. Now, folks, people, listen to me, young people, I want all the young people to watch me. please, I'm going to beg of you, don't go through life always craving what you don't have, because you'll be miserable. Be content with what you have. Otherwise, you'll become a part of the feeding frenzy of America. I gotta make it, I gotta make it, I gotta make it, I gotta make it. I gotta climb up this corporate ladder. I gotta be somebody, I gotta be acceptable, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And your whole life is going to be running around trying to do this, trying to do that, trying to be there. You're gonna neglect your wife, your children, your husband. You're gonna neglect your friends. You're gonna become one of those people that look like ghosts because you never get any work, you'll never go on vacation, you'll never have priorities in your life because you have bought into the root of all evil. Number three. Golden rule number three, never covet what others have. Now listen carefully here today. Never covet what others have. Let me tell you, one of the hardest things for people to do is to be blessed of the Lord. You go and go to somebody who's been blessed. You pray for people who have really been blessed, folks. Can I tell you why? You need to pray for them. Because the more blessed people materially and every other way, the more they get criticized by everybody else. Some of you spend half your life criticizing wealthy people. People of means, people who are blessed, whether it's what they drive or whether they've got a wonderful family or whatever it might be. All you're doing all the time is walking around with a big chip on your shoulder. Why? Because you crave what you do not have, and you covet what others have. God says, stop it. Be content. One of the reasons why you're so miserable, my friend, is you're not content. If you go and do an analysis of society, there are many thousands of people who have got, and using God's illustration, have got more money than you and I could ever dream about. There are thousands of people who've got plenty of it. There are thousands upon hundreds of thousands of people who've got enough of it. And there are millions of people who have none of it. God says, that's not the issue. If I am a believer, I must be content. There's the three golden rules of contentment. So what are the three consequences of discontentment? Number one, there are consequences. Number one, in other words, if you love what you have more than what you do with what you have, if you crave what you don't have, and if you covet all the time what other people have, here's what happens to you. Number one, your character will be flawed. Now, friend, you cannot buy your character. Your character will be flawed. Your character is your integrity. It's your person. It's your soul. It's who God made you to be. And I'm going to tell you something, my friend. If you're spending your life discontent with everything that happens, you're always complaining. You're never done, never this, never that. I'm just bah humbug. I mean, life is just miserable. All the time, it's just nonstop. Your character will be flawed. Number two, your motives will be distorted. Your motives will be distorted. Friend, motive, why? The reason why you do something is very important. You ever met people go to a restaurant with them? They're always asking you if you'll go out and eat with them. The reason why they do that, because they want you to pick up the tab and pay the bill. Right? Now, I'm excluding sons and daughters in this because they know dad's going to pick up the bill. Well, having said that, let me rethink this for just a minute here. Folks, have you ever met people, it doesn't matter where they go, we use a restaurant, for example. They go out and eat. They always outfumble everybody. Have you ever met someone like, said, oh, well, thank you anyway for paying for it. When the bill comes around at the restaurant, it's like they don't see it. And then the other guy who always does it picks it up, and then the person goes, oops, let me take that. And the other person said, no, okay, thank you very much. You ever met someone who just, boy, that's what they do? And I'm using this as an illustration. Now, folks, I want you to listen to something. My wife will tell you, you're going to say, Pastor, you're just magnificent beyond yourself. My wife and I made up our minds years ago that I would never let other people pay for me. I want you to listen to what I'm saying to you. My philosophy in life is that I do not allow other people to pay for me. I do not outfumble people. It doesn't matter how many people are there, what kind of group is there, what they have or don't have. I'm telling you something, folks. I'm going to pay for it. I will not allow other people to pay for me. But I'm going to tell you that I cannot tell you the thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of times that other people have paid for me. I've gone out to eat with some of you and you just fumble your way across the restaurant. Now, I don't want you to all hold me to this now, because if you offer, I'm going to let you do it. I'm just encouraging you. What I'm talking about here, folks, is a fundamental Christian principle. Don't go through life looking for handouts. Young people, just because you're in college doesn't mean to say you look for handouts all the time. Cut your coat according to your cloth. Don't go out with somebody just because you know his daddy's got more than this one and he can do it. Watch yourself. What happens, my friend, when you violate God's principle of contentment? Number one, your character will be flawed. Number two, your motives will be distorted. Number three, your blessings will be limited. Guarantee you, God won't bless you. You show me a miser, selfish person, someone who's discontented, somebody who's always loving what they have more than what they do with what they have, somebody who's always craving what they don't have, and somebody who always covets what everybody else has, and I'll show you a person that God will not bless. All right, action. Where are we up to? Number six. Be imitators. Look at verse 7. Remember your leaders. How do we know they're spiritual leaders? Because he tells us. The ones who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Imitate their faith. Now, folks, he uses an illustration. He says, because these are the people who are connected into the life of Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what God is saying here, he's not telling us to be copycats of other people. He's not telling us to be duplicates, because we cannot be. He's not telling us to be followers of men. He's telling us to imitate them. To look, open your eyes. Boy, it doesn't take much in Spartanburg, does it? We've got so many wonderful giants of the faith. God says, listen, do two things as far as they're concerned. Number one, observe their conduct. You're going to imitate somebody, you must observe their conduct. That's what he says in verse 7, consider the outcome of their way of life. That's their conduct. By the way, the greatest validator of personal conduct is what? It's time. That's why the Bible says when you elect leaders in the church, they cannot be novices. Folks, I'm hearing on the campaign trail, I watched the debate again the other night. I actually got home late, but I recorded it and watched a little bit of it when I got home late on Friday night. What are we hearing from the candidates? Oh, let me tell you about my opponent. He can talk all he wants to, but look at the record. Look at the record. Look at the record. Look at the record. What are they saying to each other? Well, how much more so as believers? See, friends, it's not about what you and I say. It's not standing in the pulpit and making a public pronouncement. What God says that we need to do is we are to imitate one another by observing conduct. And conduct is the ongoing fabric and expression of daily lives lived out in the daily habitation of our lives. Number two, imitate their faith. If you're going to observe their conduct and be an imitator, he says there, not only must you consider the outcome of their way of life, but you must imitate their faith. Why their faith? Because faith is the ultimate focus of their standing in Christ Jesus. What it is the exemplification of that relationship that exists between man and God. Because when my heart is tied into Almighty God, I'm going to take upon myself the mind of Christ. Now, who is Jesus? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has stood the test of eternal time. In other words, God has never changed. You ever met somebody who's moody? We had a dean when I was on the faculty of a great seminary in New Orleans. We had a dean at one time. We'd have faculty meetings, and then one of us would be sent out to try and figure out what kind of mood the provost was in. And if you walk past the provost and I would be sent out, I usually was, and I'd walk by and I'd say to the provost, "Good morning, sir." If he looked at me and he went, I went back and reported, "Folks, next week we'll take whatever it is we need to for his approval." But if I walked by him and said, "Good morning, sir," and he stopped, he said, "Dr. Wilton, how are you? What a lovely day." Bingo, I'm ready to share with him all the requests that we have. Here's what God is saying. One of the marks of a true believer is their consistency in Christ, folks. What you see is what you get. Their Christ-like behavior is not limited to Sunday morning. They're not just talkers, they are walkers. They are rolling. All right, action number 6. Be imitators. Action number 7, be strong. Be strong. I want you to just look at the first part of verse 9. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teaching. And then he goes on and he elaborates. I just want to say this to you this morning. Be strong. Do I need to validate the fact that in America today there are all kinds of strange teachings going on? Folks, they're coming from everywhere. I particularly, not exclusively, I pray for our college students. Very much so. Many of them grow up in our great evangelical churches and then they leave and go to a college campus and here the wind begins to blow. I've seen some students, folks, that have grown up on the inside of great churches. Today, you can't find them for dust. They have been captivated by strange teachings. Now, I'm going to do this, all right? How do you be strong? Let me give you 3 ways to be strong in the Lord. You ready for this? Number one, study hard.
You're listening to The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton. We'll be back with so much more from Dr. Wilton in just a moment. But if you'd like to hear this message in its entirety, well, we have it online at theencouragingword.org. Maybe you've just tuned in or you'd like to catch up on some other resources. Again, theencouragingword.org. That's the place. We also want you to know we stand ready to encourage you with the power of prayer 24 hours a day. You can connect with us on our phone at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. 24 hours a day. It'll connect with one of us, happy to talk, to listen, to pray, and connect with resources that will encourage you with the power of God's Word.
Satan is alive and is on the move in the United States. He is actively engaged in all aspects of our government, in our educational systems, and in the lives of our children, the next generation. Never forget, Satan has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and this victory enables us and the next generation of believers to stand victorious in the presence of the enemy, unwavering and unafraid. This month, as you give a gift of $20 or more to The Encouraging Word, you will receive a powerful message series by Dr. Don Wilton, Satan, the Defeated Enemy Among Us. Plus, you will receive a copy of Dr. Wilton's inspiring book, Defying the Odds, to help encourage you through all of life's challenges. Request this empowering resource set today as you support The Encouraging Word with your ministry gift. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Your generous support enables us to bring the uncompromised and life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ to where people are around the world.
Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
Number one, study hard. Study hard. Friend, listen to me. There are no shortcuts in this life. Study hard. It takes 12 chapters to get to chapter 13. Young people, Don't compromise hard study. Life involves jolly hard work. There are not a lot of LeBron Jameses in this world. I'm just telling you, as a Christian person, you've got a mandate to study hard. Put your head to it. Put your hand to the plow. Get down. Be willing to pay the price. Be determined. Don't give up. Study hard. Keep at it. Don't try and take shortcuts in life and see how much you can get by with. Principle number one, if you're going to be strong, study hard. Principle number two, step out strong. Step out strong. Let me give you an illustration. You grow up in this church, First Baptist Church. Every stage in life, folks, every stage in life involves the opening of doors and stepping into the next stage. Well, let's talk about college students. You want to step out strong? When you step out into college, here's what should happen. Open the door, leave home, step into college, and make an announcement. Hello, I'm here. This is me. No, I don't do that. Any questions? I don't care about what's popular. Let me tell you who you're dealing with here. I am a Christian man. I march according to this drumbeat. When you get onto that campus at Dorman High and Burns and Boiling Springs and Spartanburg, step out strong. When you step out of the door, make an announcement. Say, hello, hello, I'm here. This is me. Any questions? No. Yes. This is what I do. I want you to know I am who I am by the grace of God. That's stepping out strong. Number three, stand up straight. Sit up. Did you see some heads come up? Can you feel it? Stand up straight. Some of you are slouching around, walking around like this, like you defeated, like everything's going wrong. Stand up straight. Who are you? Stand up straight. Be counted for who you are. Be bold and resolute. Somebody stand up in America and say, I want you to know who I am. I want you to know that Jesus Christ died for me. Stand up straight, man. Stand up straight. What is this? What's going on in America today? Stand up straight. Young people, you get on that college campus, I tell you, all you're going to hear about is the popular group. You step out and study hard and stand up straight. Popularity is going to be the last thing you're going to be concerned about. I don't know about you, but I want to be popular with God. And it doesn't make any difference, because I believe that when I'm popular with God, I'm standing in line of the grace of God. And I want God to bless me and pour out His Spirit upon me. And I want to say to you in America today, there ought to be people from north to south and east to west who are willing to stand up straight and be counted for righteousness. I submit to you today, when God says, let's roll, folks, He looks into the heart of the Don Wiltons. He says, my son, be strong. Be strong. Because if you're not, you will be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. Let's roll. Let's roll. Let's roll. It's time to roll. God is speaking to our hearts. And I'm calling you today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to stand up and be counted. Step out. I tell you, God just speaks to our hearts, doesn't He? Now, here's the issue. Just think about your own life. What have you got in your hand? What is it? What's in your hand? You willing to open that hand?
What a powerful message. Maybe you need prayer for letting go, opening that hand gently. We'd love to pray with you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9999. 9673, or we can connect online at theencouragingword.org. Before we get away, a closing thought from Dr. Don.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news. And by the way, don't go away, because I'll be right back in just a minute.
Wow. For over 25 years, this man, Dr. Don Wilton, has preached and taught the Word of God to me personally. I've known him that long, and I am amazed at how God uses his voice to tell me what God needs me to hear. If he's done that for you today, if the Lord's used the pastor, why don't you call us and let us pray with you about what's the next step? 866-899-WORD is our phone number. That's 866-899-9673. It's available not just now during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day and online at theencouragingword.org, where you can discover great resources like this.
Satan is alive and is on the move in the United States. He is actively engaged in all aspects of our government, in our educational systems, and in the lives of our children, the next generation. Never forget, Satan has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and this victory enables us and the next generation of believers to stand victorious in the presence of the enemy, unwavering and unafraid. This month, as you give a gift of $20 or more to The Encouraging Word, you will receive a powerful message series by Dr. Don Wilton, Satan, the Defeated Enemy Among Us. Plus, you will receive a copy of Dr. Wilton's inspiring book, Defying the Odds, to help encourage you through all of life's challenges. Request this empowering resource set today as you support The Encouraging Word with your ministry gift. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Your generous support enables us to bring the uncompromised and life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ to where people are around the world.
Time's gone for today, but there's so much more in the book of Hebrews to discover. We'll be getting back into that this time tomorrow for the next edition of The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton. I hope you'll join us. Betwixt and between, you can always connect online at theencouragingword.org.
You guys have been a great inspiration to me, and I just wanted to call and say that you guys have lifted my heart. Every time I listen to you, Dr. Wilton, you brought me out of so many times when I felt down. And I just want to thank you so much. And I'll be listening again. Thank you.